Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First.
Hi, Dina. This is Dina.
Hi.
My mother's Phyllis Crickery. I just don't understand what's going on. I mean, Barbara was scheduled to be here at 11, and I don't understand.
Yes. Hold on one second. I see that Barbara just sent a text. I just came back from a meeting. Let me read it, and then I'll give you an update.
Okay. So am I on hold? What?
Okay. So it looks like, oh gosh, okay. Can you give me one second? I'm just going to speak to the woman who's in communication with Barbara.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait. Thank you.
Okay, hi, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay, I just got another update. I spoke with Sarah, who's in communication with Barbara. She said that Barbara felt uncomfortable coming because she felt like the patient did not want her there. So.
Okay, so Barbara felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, so
okay.
We can't push her to come if she doesn't feel comfortable going. So the only thing we can do is send this back to staffing.
Okay. Well, just let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
I mean, I spoke to Barbara with great length the other night, and I felt like she was going to be the perfect fit with my mother. And Barbara even acknowledged that all people are reluctant, which my mother is reluctant to have someone come in. So this morning, my mother, you know, had given me a call, and, you know, she was all upset, so I just let Barbara know that, you know, what I guess the state of mind my mother might be in, but I was going to be there with my mother, you know, until, you know, to meet Barbara and everything. So it's not like I wouldn't have sent her away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. I hear your point of view.
But it's just ironic that Barbara told me the other day that all older people are like this. That they're reluctant to have somebody come in.
Right. And then she got scared away from that.
Yeah, but I don't know why. There must be something more to it.
There could be another underlying reason that she's not sharing with us. That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
This was the reason she gave us, and we can try to convince her, but we can't force her to come.
I understand. It's just very disappointing because I got my mother this far, and it was actually going to happen.
Yeah, I'm disappointed
really
as well.
And she really needs someone.
Right. we're definitely
really
going to flag you guys. We're going to put you guys as priority to try to find someone else as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And the contract is signed already, so there's nothing holding us back from sending someone over.
Right.
So
now I'm going to have to go through this all over again when you understand
you
what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah, very. Very. Oh.
Okay.
I'm disappointed with Barbara after that hour-long talk we had.
Yeah, and you know what? When the caregivers do things like this, it goes down. They don't create a great reputation for themselves with our agency.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There's something more to the story there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did speak to Barbara, and she said she felt that like someone should have gone out for an assessment. Now, do you do assessments?
No, that's only with Medicaid.
Uh-huh.
And the insurance goes down to assess how many hours they're approved for. But if it's private pay contract, nobody needs to go down.
Right. Okay, well, I don't know why she acted like that, but that's shame on her.
Yeah.
Creating tons more stress in my life.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So
all right, we'll do the best we can
to
help you guys. Yeah, she will be on a priority list. We'll keep you posted.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, Dina. Okay,
sure.
Bye-bye.